You are listening to benstorah.com.
Mitzvah of Zrael, Tov Kufav, Mitzvah's Matna Zrael Achayim Bekevel Akoyim. Okay, the mitzvah, that's for see Tov Kufav, the new Minchas Chinuchs, it's page 9-9. Okay. So, Shenitztavu Yisrael Lo Seis Azroya L'Chayayim V'Akeva, to give the full leg, I guess by an animal, L'Chayayim, the cheek, and the keva, and the stomach, the intestines, Mikol Behema Tahira, any kosher behema, Shenizbach, that we shech, not Zvicha, as a carbon, mean regular chulin, L'Koyin, Tokoyin. Balzen Nemar, Vize Yem Mishper Kahana Mesaam, Mezovche Hazevach, Imshor Imse, Venason Lakoyan Hazoev Chaim Kever, Rashi brings a whole chazal about it, the Gemara, what it represents. Right? With Tom Pinchas, what he goes into. I want to just focus for a moment on a Ramban. Ramban in this week's parsha, on this mitzvah. Ramban is in Perek Yud Ches. Pasuk Gimel. The Ramban is Oymid, like he does many times over, why certain mitzvahs are in Dvarim. Why weren't they said beforehand? He says, Zu mitzvah mechudeshes, Lo niskara b'teira. It was not mentioned in the Torah beforehand, right? We don't have this in other, you know, Mishnah Torah is usually a repetition of certain mitzvahs, or for some reason, mitzvahs that are not found in, and Ramban gives different reasons for many of them. But over here, he's bothered, why is Zorei L'Chayim Keva, the mitzvah of Zorei L'Chayim Keva, not said before Sefer Dvarim? So he says, "Ki b'midbar shelo hayu zayvchim shor v'seh rak shlomim lo hiskir alahem she'ena neig b'mukdashim." In other words, since in the midbar they didn't have zvicha rak shlomim, they just had karbonis, and the din is it's a mishnah in the parak as well l'chayim keva. Noyeg b'chulin ve'ena noyeg b'mukdashin. Ena noyeg is b'mukdashin. Va'ata now, shebo likones la'aretz, chadosh lahem. Right? So this is something new. Shechit is a new action. V'zeh tam ei zoyfche hazevach. That's what it says. Kloyme kashe yizbuch hazevach shitarti lahem. That Matthew, or it's what it says in Perek Yud Beis, v'zavachta mebekorcha v'tzaincha, that they got the mitzvah of Shechita in Eretz Yisrael. So that's basically what he's answering over here, is that there's a mitzvah of Zorel Chaim Keva only when they went into Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Meir Don in Klei Chem, the Shtikel Lohimid on this, but let's first explain what this means, okay? And the best thing is to first look at a Gemara in Chulin. If everybody can take out a Chulin, then you'll have a clear understanding of what he's referring to, what we're referring to. Why is it only the mitzvah of Zorei L'Chayim Keva? What about Kisui Hadam? What about the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam? Right? Kisui Hadam is only noig by Chulin and not Mukdoshin either. Okay, right, but that's a mistake. That's not a question. Someone asks it, but it's a mistake, and we'll explain that in a second. Okay, let's look at the Gemara. In other words, the question is: Kisui Adam is also noig. The din of Kisui Adam, right? That when you shecht, you have to be machasa chayas and oifis. That's only noig by mukdoshin, by chulin also, not by mukdoshin. So why is that said already in Sefer Vayikra? So let's take a look in the Gemara like this. Gemara in Chulin. Gemara says, B'maika Miflagi, it's a little above Tosis Ki Ishtri, in the middle of Tosis Rabbi Kiva, B'maika Miflagi, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. B'maika Miflagi. Okay, we'll see. Well, actually, let's do Tazayin Amud Beis first. A little before that. Let's do Yedzayin Amud Beis. Right above Tosfos Shebetchila Nasa Lahem Basa Taiva. This is Kamrina is the first online, and then Hakol Shreichden Ula Oilam Shreichden. Hakol Shreit Hakol B'Shechit Afilu Oif. La Oilam Shreichden. What do you mean La Oilam Shreichden? The Mishnah says La Oilam. Man Tana Amar Rabba Rabbi Shmuel he, the Sanya, that says a pasuk. These are the psukim that the Ramban quotes, right from beforehand in your days, Ki Yachiv Hashem is Gvuch and so forth. So it says over there like this. It says Ki Yachiv Hashem is Gvuch, Vakashatziv Lanschav, and then you want to eat basa. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Laba Kosel Hatulhem Basa Taiva. Basa taiva means basa chulin, regular basa. You want to have a piece of meat, steak, Christ. No, but shebetchila neslam basa taiva. They weren't allowed to eat. Mishenichnu saaretz hutalahem basa taiva. Va'achshav shegolus. Now that they go back into golus, yachol yachzu lisurin. Maybe the heter to eat basa was only once they came into Eretz. Once they go into Golus, maybe you're not allowed to eat Basa Taiva again. Right? That's what the Gemara says, okay? And the Gemara, then later on, the Gemara goes into, now you're looking at your Zion. Okay? And basically, the Gemara says like this, that there's a machloikis. Oh, sorry, I went backwards, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, let's look on Yitzayin. B'maika Miflagi. Rabbi Kiva Sabba Basa Taiva Lo Itz De Klal. In the in the Midbar, you're allowed to eat Basa Taiva. How did you eat it? You did Nechira. You were Neucherit. That's it's called Nechira. Basically, it means cutting the Samanim. Rabbi Shmuel Sabba Basa Nechira Lo Ishtri Klal. That wasn't mutter to them. Okay, so Gemara goes to a whole shock of Atarya, and basically it comes out like this.
What about the slav?
What?
What about the slav? If there was no basar taiva, how did they eat the slav?
What do you mean?
The birds, that Hashem gave them birds. It was basar taiva, it wasn't a carbon. They ate it.
Yes, so the Gemara says that, very good question. So Gemara says that even if you hold basar taiva, is aser, but they were allowed to eat chayus and oifus. In other words, things that are brought under mizbeach, they were not allowed to eat unless it was a carbon. Things that were not brought on carbon, I mean, oifus is something else here, then you could even you could eat that, even though oifus are brought up. But chayu, the Gemara says, let's say chayis, an oifus you were allowed to eat. Okay, now, so according to Rabbi Kiva, so it comes out like this: that according to Rabbi Kiva, they did mechira. According to Bishmol, shechita only started in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Gemara, if you look at the Gemara like this, a little further. Bishmal or Bishmal. It's in a bucket of shochet, or Kiva might somewhere, Yenacham and Baila and Chisha. Yeah, the Gemara says it says they ate Saint Vabaka, Kiva might some bucket of shochelem, Yenachelem, Ybaila, Nechira Shalahan Zushitosin. Okay, now, Bishmal or Bishmal. Hainu the Snan, it says, Hashaychet Venisnavla Biyadai. Somebody shechts, right? Let's see a shecht. And it comes out, it's a nevel, he didn't do a good shechita, of a neuche, ma'aka. Those are not good shechitas. In other words, it's the samana, but you didn't do a good shechita. You're missing the halacha mashma Sinai of shechita. Potter lemlachas. So you're potter. Because in the midbar, they had shechita, right? They had shechita on chayas and aifas. Okay? So, noicha ma'aka is not called shechita. El bikiva, my potter lemlachas. Why is the potter? In the midbar, what do you see from this gemara? In the midbar, they had nechira and they had nechira. So memela, it should have kisadami bezman azeh. And for the gemara, keeping the itza, however itza, since it became also, became also. But what's the gemara saying, basically? The gemara saying is that by chayas and oifis, right, what you did was, you did nechira then, according to Bikiva, you did nechira. And since you did nechira, so he says by kisa, he says like this, that kisa is noyig b'chay v'oif. And that's meforsh that according to Bishmol, it was only behemoth, the daimel mizbech, b'chaya you had. Matonis are only noyig b'behema, not b'chaya. So according to Bishmol, you didn't have zroi l'chiyam v'keva. Masha Enke Kisir Adam, you had Kisir Adam, because Chayas and Oifis, you were able to do in the Midbar, right? That's Pasha. But what you have to understand is that L'chayra, what the Ramban is answering, that there was no Shechita, right? What the Ramban is saying is that is a Machloikis. According to Bishkiva, Basa Taiva was mut in the Midbar through Nechira, right? Through Nechira. So, since we see from this Gemara that Nechira is a good Shechita in the Midbar, and it'll be Chayv Kisei Adam, just became Asar, so why isn't it that there's a Din Nechira on Behemoth? And according to Bishmal, we understand. Bishmal says they couldn't eat Basa Taiva in the Midbar. They were not allowed to eat Basa Taiva in the Midbar. According to, and Shechita only started in Eretz Yisrael. So you only have Zerei L'Chayam Keva once you go into Eretz Yisrael. But according to Bekiva, the had Basa Taiva in the Midbar. You didn't have to shecht. The din is that once they went into Eretz Yisrael, there's a din Shechita. But in the Midbar, they did Nechira. And just like Nechira was Mechayev them in Kisei Adam, so too Nechira should Mechayev you in Zerei L'Chayam Keva. Let's repeat the Kashi. And I was like this. You see that from these Gemaras, Ramban says like this. Ramban says, how come the mitzvah Zerei L'Chayam Keva only started in Dvarim? Why is it mentioned Dvarim? He says, because in the Midbar, there was no Zerei L'Chayam Keva. There was no Shechita. Okay, so we understand. Shechita is only Shaykh by Behem. Zerei L'Chayam Keva is only Shaykh by Behem, not by Chayas and Eifes. So in the Midbar, even though they according to Bishmol, they ate chayas and oifis, they ate chayas, right? But there was no din of behema, so there's no matanis. But that's only good according to Bishmol. But how are you going to answer according to Bikiva? Ramban seems to be saying something like it's according to everybody. It's time, Chat and Pasuk. According to Bikiva, Basa and Nechir was mutter in the Midbar. They were allowed to take an animal and be Nechirid. Are you going to say that's Nechira, not Shechita? But you see, the Gemara says, the Gabi Kisei Adam, Nechira in the Midbar was good. The Gemara said, according to Rabbi Kiva, if they were Necher, a Chaya, a Noif, then they had to do Kisei Adam. So why shouldn't it be a din of Nechira that's Mechayev you in Zerei L'Chayam V'Keva in the Midbar? Just like it was Mechayev you Kisei Adam, it should be Mechayev you Zerei L'Chayam V'Keva. That's the Kasha. It seems like that he's asking the Klei Chemda. So I want to say teretz from Rafutin, a very shame of teretz. A shtickle was mechavent it. There's a machlokes rishonim, Tosfos in Shavuos, Chavdal, and other places, that what's the issur to eat a behema if it's not shechtes? Of course, it's nevela if you shecht the behema, and so it's called a nevela. But because of sugyas, Tosfos learns that there's another issur. This is called Eina Zavucha. V'zavachta v'achalta. is not just a heter. Tosis, one shita holds riva, machokas and tosis. That one shita is that zavachta is not just a heter how to eat, but zavachta is an issa. The zavachta masha to zavach at oichel, masha ain't a zavach e at oichel. There's an issa essay. Was besides that it's nevela, this issa ain't a zavucha. It's a gabagabi dinim of ain't issa halalissa. But tosis shita is that there's an issa called Eina Zavucha. And Eina Zavucha is an issa, right? There's an issa called Eina Zavucha. All right? That's what it says over there. Now, if you say, what's the lambda of Nechirasan Zui Shchitasan, right? So the pshat is, any shchita, right? Any is Machayev also Nechira, meaning in the Midbar need Nechira. But Nechira is not Shchita. It doesn't have the same din as Shchita. So when the Torah, it's not called Vezavachta V'chalta. The Pshat is, in order to eat meat, you have to go ahead and do Nechira. I think we did this a few months ago, weeks ago, by Oif. If you hold Ein Shchita L'Oif Min HaTorah, right? There's a man down Ein Shchita L'Oif Min HaTorah. So Tosfos says, but there's such a thing as called Nivlas Oif Tar. It's a nevela. So what do you see from there? The Ravada doesn't mean you could just go ahead and kill a oif. You can't just shoot a oif, take a gun, shoot a oif, and eat it. Ein shchita oif matar means you don't need the halachas of shchita, but you need nechira simanim. In other words, you have to cut the simanim. Cutting the simanim has five halachas in it. Five halacha moshe mesinai, right? Hagrama, ikur, and so forth. Right, you can't take a break between one sin and another, so in the middle of a shrita. Those halachas don't apply to nechira. It only applies to zvicha, to shrita. So vada in the midbar, when they had nechira, so the pshat is that without it, it would be nevela, vada would be an iser. But as far as eina zavucha, they didn't have the iser of eina zavucha. In other words, it didn't have an is of Eina Nechura. It doesn't say in the Torah, just the pshat. They had a lacha that was given to them. They, in order to eat, you're not allowed to eat Nevela. And how do you get rid of Nevela? They were given a lacha for Moshe Rabbeinu to be Noicha. There's something called Noicha. But it didn't say in the Torah, Venacharta, that there's an issa called Eina Nechura. You only had Vezavachta, which came on only in Eretz Yisrael, this week's parasha. Vezavachta Vachalta. Oh, so there's a very big difference. In Kisi Adam, the Gemara itself points out, never says Shchita in Kisi Adam. In Kisi Adam says V'shafachta, you spill its blood, meaning you matter it. So Memela, how you matter it with Nechira. So since Nechira is Machayv, you Kisi Adam, Ad Kedei Kach, the Gemara even has a Havamina, that nowadays Nechira should be Chayv Kisi Adam, even though we can't eat it. But the mice and nechira is matrit. And the Gemara says, no, since it's asr, that it has to be a shvicha that's matrit be'achila. Basically, a shchita does something, right? Then you can say nechirasin zu shchitasin. He said, but lagabe, if you look at this week's parasha, right, lagabe, the din of Zroi l'chayam keva, what's the lashon of the pasuk? Lashon HaPasuk is here. Me'ezoivchei ha-zevach. I'm sure I'm saying it has to be a zevach. Zevach sabshad has to be shchita, so be geshachted. You have to allow the ha-zevach, which zevach? The zevach of a zavachta. That's a different din legamre than the heter of nechira. On that, you can't say nechirasen zuhi shchitasen. So Mela, like this, even if you, what was the question? Why does the Ramban say that this mitzvah was not noyig till they went into Eretz Yisrael? According to Bikiva, who holds that Basa Nechira was put in the midbar, just like the Gemara says, Basa Nechira was done, to Chayas in the midbar, and since it was done to Chayas in the midbar, is Mela, it had a din of Kisi Adam. So say the same thing, the Nechira of Behemoth made it that there's a din of Zohar L'chaim B'keva. So Vutnatayna, no, that's not true. When do you say Nechiras and Zuchilos, and that's by Kisei Adam? Because Kisei Adam, the Torah doesn't say Zvicha, it says Shvicha. You spill its blood. And Nechira is a way of spilling its blood. Spilling blood means to be matter, right? Spill the blood to be matter. So that's in the Midbar was Nechira, and Eretz Yisrael, it became Shchita. That's what Kiva holds. Masha Enkein Legabe Zroi Lechei Amrkeva, the Pasuk says, Me'ei Zoyfche HaZevach. The Zevach of a few weeks ago from Perek Yud Beis, that you have to go ahead and do Zvicha. That's not good enough. So Memela, when did that start Shchita itself? Everybody holds Shchita started in Eretz Yisrael. The Shah was Nechira Mutter. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, there was no such thing as Nechira. So Vada the din is that it only started in Eretz Yisrael. But the question was, according to Rabbi Akiva, that you had Nechira, so that's what we put in the time, that Nechira was not going to be Madrid, but Nechira is not what's Mechayiv in Zerayel Achayim V'keiva. What's Mechayiv in Zerayel Achayim V'keiva is only a Shchita. That they didn't have to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's his teretz, a very Shein of teretz. Now, what we're going to say next is really you need a lot of time to spend on it. We'll do maybe another, maybe we'll, you know, do it sometime at this, the next year we have. But let's first take out a Gemara Menachos. Okay, let's take out a Gemara Menachos. Keep the chulin. Let's turn to Daf Mem Hey. Mem Hey Amid Aleph. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel, which is after for Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor talks about Mitzvahs Kahanim. So this is here. It's Mem Hey Amid Aleph. In the middle of Tosfos Miluim, going to the Gemara, a few lines above the Tosfos Hoyel. First one, the line is Daitcha Shenachta Daiti. So Gemara quotes a pasuk. Okay? A pasuk in Yecheskel. Many times the Gemara brings Pesukim Yecheskel for halachas. It says over there in Yecheskel, again, it's the Aftarah of Parshas Emor, it ends off, Kol Nevela V'treifa Min Ha'oifa Min Ha'behema Lo Yoichlu HaKahanim. That's the pasuk. The Kahanim can't eat Nevela and treif. In fact, the Gemara, Kahanim Hu D'lo Achlu, Yoichlu HaYisrael Achli, what does that mean? Only the Kahanim can't eat. Yisrael could eat. We know that's not true. The Issa of Nevela is the Issa of everybody. Amar B'yechinen, Parsha Zu Elio Asa L'Darsh. We don't really know what a pshat. We'll wait till Elio Navi comes. He'll teach us. Right? Like he teaches us many things. That's what Gemara talks about over here. He'll teach us pshat in this pasuk. Ravina Amana. I'll tell you what's pshat in the pasuk. Kahanim Itzuchle. You need it for Kahanim. Avada, you're right. A Yisrael's not eating nevela. But a Kahanim, we would think a Kohen could eat nevela. Why? Dr. Gemara, Salka Daita Chamina Hoyle V'Ishtri Malika Ligabayu Tishri Nami Nevela V'Trefa Kamash Malan. I would have thought, if not for this Pasuk in Yecheskel, that a Kohen can eat nevela. Because by Malika's Oif, Chatas Oif, you moilik it. Malika is not called Shchit, it's not good Shchit, you moilik it Simonim, and the Kahanim eat it. So you see, Kahanim, Amut ben Avela. We had similar Gemara to this a few weeks ago, Legabe Shatnes. Remember, the Gemara talks about that Kahanim could wear big de kahuna made out of Shatnes. You think they don't have the Issa of Shatnes. Kamash, so, now you would think it's not the Pshat for the mitzvah, they're allowed to wear Shatnes. They don't have this shatnes kamash one only by vavoida. So Gemara is saying the same thing over here. I would have thought there's no issa to kahanim to go ahead and eat nevela. Pshat is not for chata sa'if, malikas chata sa'if, kahanim amut and eat nevela. It's nevela. Pshat is they have no issa nevela. So you need a special pasuk in Yecheskel called nevela v'treifa lo yoichlu a kahanim. That even Kahanim can't eat. Meaning, without Yecheskel, what would we have thought? We would have thought that Kahanim could eat Nevela, just like they could eat Chatas Oif. Stam and Nevela they could eat. That's what it comes off in this Gemara. So there's a Meridik Akasha from the big guy in the time of Kiveg's time, the the Bris Avram. It's one of his famous kashas. He has a few famous kashas that are talked about in yeshivas about the Midrashim. Like we mentioned many times, like a Veltz kasha. The Chazon Ish used to say, you know, you go into the streets, unfortunately, you don't hear these kashas. You go to Beis Medrash, you hear the kasha, and yet it's called the Veltz kasha. It's why he says the Veltz is in Beis Medrash. But the kasha is the following. We'll say out the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara says like this, that there's a special halacha that when you shecht the behemah, right? So you shecht the two simanim, and one simon is what's called the windpipe, the kana, and the other one is called the food pipe, the safik. I don't know which one is which, but it's the food goes down there. So the intestines, what we call the kishkis, right? The intestines of the behemah are connected to that pipe. Now, the Gemara knows this, and it's not really clear. Prima Gum says, we don't really know how the Gemara knows this. Let's just bring it out. So I'll, you know, ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. You tell me what the answer is. What do you need to do shechita for? For what purpose do you have to do shechita? In other words, what does shechita accomplish?
Moitzi midei nevela.
Moitzi midei nevela. Everybody agrees?
And then we also said now there's a mitzvah of nevachta.
Who? Yeah. What?
Every minachai also.
Who said that? Joey?
Joey and Mordechai also said at the same time.
Mordechai is there? Mordechai
Vogel? I think I heard his voice. I think I heard
What'd
his voice.
What did you say, Mordechai? Avram and Achai? What? You could, you could shoot the behemoth. Okay. All right, I don't know what he's saying, but
Rash Mishkan. The Rash Mishkan from Chulin. It's Moshe Medem in
the
Velo.
The who?
Shita's Kutchen. It's Moshe Medem in the Velo.
Wait, regular behemoth Chulin. What do you need to take it out of Avon Chai? So Lamaisi, you're right. It's before Shigamar.
Okay.
Well, before you're getting, you're already too much into the Gemara. The point is like this. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that when you shech the behema, and the behema is a mefarcheses, it's twitching or whatever it is, or convulsing, it's still, technically, it's still alive. And if you eat from it, you would think it's Eivim Nechai. And Chazal tell us it's not Eivim Nechai. It's a Peledik and Chiddush. As I said, the Prima Gom says he doesn't know what Chazal. In other words, the pashas of Shechita is to take it out in the Vela. While you shecht it, and it's running around, like they say, a chicken without a head, it's still Eivim Nechai, and you have to wait till it dies to eat it. So Chazal say, no, it's not Eivim Nechai anymore. There's other Yisurim not to eat it. L'Seich Adam. Could be it's Durban, could be it's the Raisa, but it's not Avram and Achai anymore. So it's if you take off a piece of meat while the animal is mefachesis, and then you wait for the behemoth to die. Normally, if a behemoth is alive and you tear off a piece of meat, so even if you shecht it later, but it's also, you took it off, it's Avram and Achai. But over here, you didn't take it from Avram and Achai. You took it from an animal that's already shechted. And if it's shechted, right? There's no more Issa Avram Nechai. Paladik and Chiddush.
I agree.
But Martha, we'll get to that. One second. Yeah. So Mamela, we say that as soon as you shecht something, Joey's right. I mean, Rav Meir's right too. It's a taking on the veil. But even before the veil, it's also Mata Avram Nechai. Or it's not Avram Nechai once you shecht it. So Chazal have a Kabbalah also, whatever, that as soon as you do one simen and the intestines are not, you know, let's give a mushroom. If a person put his hand into behemoth, cut off its spleen, right? Spleen is something that's eaten. I don't know if anymore nowadays, but I remember my parents eating it. And then you shuck the behemoth. You can't eat the spleen. It's even in a chai because you cut it off before you shucked it. Same thing if a person would cut off the intestines before you shecht it, it's even chai. But while you're shechting, even though the intestines fall out, the intestines are not called even chai. The real kishka, not to talk about the kishkas we eat, right? So that kishka is not called even chai. Now you could say the Gemara Mordechai. That the Gemara says they ain't mezamnen akum al bnei ma'ayim. You don't invite a guy to eat real kishka by you, because to him it's eva minachai. The Gemara goes to a shakatayu one tzad is muta mi kamidi, but the Rambam paskins it's also. We're not going to go into that now. But a kopanim, if you go ahead, and why is it also to a guy? Because to goy it's b'misa talya milsa. It's a Gemara Lamed Gimel. I don't want to go into it. It's a little late. B'misa talya milsa. In other words, it depends. Till the behemoth is dead, he can't eat it. And since the intestines, the kishkis, as we call them, fell out while the behemoth was still alive, because it's convulsing, that's still called life. Therefore, it's asa to goy. To us, it's mutter. Because it's b'shchita talya milsa, it's already shechtes. Even though the animal's alive, mefachesta rikachaya, right? Like I've said many times, Rachman Salon, if a guy's a mefaches, he can write a get to his wife, shemirachim, right? That she shouldn't fall to yibum, whatever the reason is. Masha ein kein legabe shchita, it's matarit to evim and achai, but to goyim not. The Bris of Ram asks that it should come out that according to the Havamim, without the Pasuk in Yecheskel, right, without the Pasuk in Yecheskel, it would come out that Kahanim don't have Shechita, right? Kahanim don't have Shechita, right? So that means if they don't have Shechita, so then they're like a guy. It's totally on Misa, not on Shechita, right? Se'im came. If Kahanim are mutarim b'nevela and they don't have the mitzvah of Shechita, so for them, the B'nai Ma'ayim should be asur to eat. When you shech, the B'nai Ma'ayim should be asur to eat. And the Gemara says that Treifa doesn't have a din of Zorei L'chayim v'keiva. Why? So Gemara says, Titan loy v'lo la'ayra. You have to give it to him for his consumption, of, you know, to consume it through eating, not to consume it through giving it to his behemoth. Or as if it's treifa, he can't eat it. He has to give it to his behemoth to eat. It's like the bris of Ram. So come out that the keva, the intestines, just like they're asata goy, they're asata koyin. And if they're asata koyin, how you be mekayim the mitzvah of zorei l'chayim v'keva? You can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Because Zorei L'chayim v'keiva are you have to have the whole thing as muta. And the keiva is also, just like it's also to goy, will be also to koyin if he has no shechita. In fact, Rav Meir Don wants that whoever wants a taina that may be, once we know, it may be in the midbar, takad, you couldn't eat the keiva. Maybe that's the pshat in the Ramban, that in the midbar there was no mitzvah of Zorei L'chayim v'keiva. Because you couldn't eat the keiva then. We were like goyim. So Rebitzel Tain is very poshut, and Bemison, this is a big, big machloikas from Kivega with the Tiferes Yisrael, but it's a little late to go into.
Whether the Malika as it takes the place of Shechita?
What?
Isn't it possible that the Malika, the Kahanim are Mutter Malika? So what we call Nevela now would have been Nevela, but maybe the din of Malika is equivalent of Shechita, that it gets rid of the problem of Eva Menachai.
Meaning that it's not the pshat that you could just, in other words, Rameya's timing is, even if Kahanim can eat Nevela, you don't have to use the word Malika anymore.
Nechira.
Right, exactly. That's what Bitzel says. In other words, it's not the pshat that they're like Goyim. Goyim is the pshat, you kill the behemoth, that's it. there's a din you need nechira. It's mefurish in the Rashba in the sugya of Chulin, the Adzayin over there. That avad in the midbar, you couldn't just take a gun, a sword, and just chop the behem and eat it. You had to cut it simanim. Like we said before, you had to do shechita without the halacha mashem esinais of shechita, but you had to go through shechita. And since it had a din of shechita, right? It had a din of nechira. The nechira, just like the shechita is matter from Eva Menachai, so too the nechira is matter for Eva Menachai. Now, so that's what he's answering the kasha. That avada, the kishka becomes mutter for nechira. Lemaisa is, this is a big machloikis, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayis in Oilus, I think you remember this. Maybe we'll do it one day. If you hold ain shechita loif min ha-toira, is there also a din that the bnei ma'ayim of the oif become mutter because nechirasin is like shechitasin. This is machlekes of kivega and the tefers all we'll see. But meanwhile, we'll use that it is. So that's a very shein of teretz. And we'll just say over a very nice pshat of. What it says in some svarim, Chassidish svarim explain it, that a beautiful pshat, how come by us a mefacheses is not Eva Menachai, and to goyim mefacheses is Eva Menachai, right? Why you can't be mezamnim goyim al bnei ma'ayim? So they say a meridik avert. The pshat is azoy, that what's mefacheses? Mefacheses is when a beima is convulging, it's still alive, technically it's alive, but it's really alive that is, it's dying, right? Everybody, Chaman al-Slan, everybody's dying. So one point, you get, but the pshat is, hopefully, you're not living, you know, for the next moment to die. You're living because you want to live, right? That's what life is, right? Like we've said many times, mayim chayim, what's mayim chayim, a mikvah? Why is it called chayim? What's it living? Because it's constantly renewing itself. It's effervescent water that's coming out. It's a spring that's constant new water. A person lives with a chayas, with a chias, is a pshat, he's constantly being mechadosh himself. That's life. Mefacheses is something that's alive only because of inertia. It's dying. It's dead. Right? It's Shem Yilchachem. Its throat was slit, and it's dying. But it's still alive because it had life a few minutes before, so it's ebbing out. The life is ebbing out. So the Sfarim say, to us, that's death. The person who's not constantly renewing himself, he's doing the same thing he's doing today because he did it yesterday. That's called inertia, right? He's doing it because he did it yesterday, he does it today. That's called dead. If it's called dead, so it's not even a chai anymore. Masha ain't came by the Umis Island, that's how they live. They do something because that's what they did yesterday, right? They keep doing those things. They can't do it any other way. And Mimela, that's still called life to them. That's what life's about. Life is just doing the same thing you did yesterday, right? Just get enough, no change, no growth, right? No decision to become a better person. And Mimela, that's called life. It's called Eva Menachai.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.